This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In New York City today, workers at McDonald's and Wendy's and a bunch of other fast food joints walked off the job, demanding better pay and the right to unionize. That last bit about unionizing has traditionally been tough, though, for this group of restaurant workers, as Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
Raymond Lopez earns $8.75 an hour as a shift manager at a McDonald's in Midtown Manhattan. He's one of the higher-paid employees, but he says he has to work more than two jobs to get by. Early this morning, he and some co-workers started a day of protests.
We're not asking to be millionaires or anything, but just a reasonable wage.
The protesters are asking for $15 an hour, about double what most fast food workers make in the city. And they want to unionize. Jonathan Weston is with New York Communities for Change, which helped organize today's action.
When Walmart workers went on strike, you know, workers saw that, you know, they could take on management. They could take on multi-billion dollar companies.
Past efforts to unionize haven't gone far. One problem is that fast food workers don't stay long in their jobs. Another is that many of these restaurants are owned by franchisees, not the big name chains themselves. Kate Bronfenbrenner, a labor expert at Cornell University, says this movement is trying to organize like construction workers who go from job to job.
They are organizing a fast food workers organization rather than a company by company organization.
Organizers say just a few hundred fast food workers walked out today, a fraction of the workforce. But Lopez, the shift manager, sees this as a beginning.
This is obviously day one, and the whole purpose of today is just to be heard and to make the statement.
A McDonald's spokesperson said the company has an open dialogue with employees and encourages them to express any concerns they have. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.